Welcome to Upgrade Your Life. We're Dexter and Dr. Tanya.
You know, most people upgrade their cars, their clothes, their cell phones, and even their homes. But what about themselves?
This is the place to help you get out of your own way. Now let's get started.
Does your school, church, government agency, corporation, or organization need leadership, communication, and team building training? Then contact the Upgraders. We specialize in soft skills training, including emotional intelligence, influencing styles, and mindset development. We will help you create the environment that your organization needs. Email us at info@theupgraders.com. Again, that's info@theupgraders.com.
Are you one who realizes our world is in a state of information overload and you're trying to figure out a way to grab hold of your thoughts and reclaim your mindset? Then you need to get help. My Mind is Too Loud: How to Declutter and Quiet Your Mind by Dexter L. Scott. Go to DexterLScott.com and purchase your copy today. Again, that's DexterLScott.com.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to The Upgrade with Dexter and Dr. Tanya. Tanya, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, yep. I am excellent. Hey, so guys, we're back. We actually took last week off. We had a lot going on, so we're excited that we're back now to share some amazing information with you. So we want to thank all of our listeners. And how about you go ahead and subscribe to our channel? You're going to find us on all the major networks, whether it be Apple, Spotify, iHeart. We're on all of them. So just come up on Pandora. So why don't you just check us out? I don't know where you're listening to us from now, but go ahead and share our show with some of your other friends and family, right? We absolutely love that. So we've got something we're adding to our podcast show that's going to begin our shows, and it is the quote of the day. What do you think about that, Tanya?
I like it. That's cool. You know, that everybody hears you anyway. They expect for you to bring a quote.
Well, do you have one? Well, that's everybody who knows me, but you know,
well,
a lot of people.
If they're here,
me,
so they probably know you. Well, or they've gotten to know you. Maybe they've heard about you.
Okay, so what about, do you have a quote? I have one, but if you want me to share mine, I'll share mine.
Why don't you do a failure quote?
Failure is the ability. That's actually enthusiasm. So that's Winston Churchill. I'll do that. Winston Churchill said enthusiasm is the ability to go from failure to failure without the loss of enthusiasm. So Winston Churchill, failure is the ability. I think it's failure. Failure is the ability to go from, what did I say?
To go from, no, is it success. Enthusiasm? Is it success?
No, I don't think it's. You know what? Let me go with the quote that I was going to go with first, and that's by Henry Ford. Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or can't, you're right. That's simple enough. Let's go with that one, okay?
Oh,
Henry Ford,
it.
Whether you think you can or can't,
well, you can
you're
definitely
right.
Tell that this right here ain't scripted.
Yeah. So, whether you think you can or can't, you are right. But look, So really think about that. If you think you can, you're right. If you think you can't, you're right. Tanya and I talk about stuff like this all the time. I know people might be saying, oh my God, they're talking about their mindset again, but it's what we do. So Henry Ford, whether you think you can or can't, you are right. That is today's quote. So make sure you implement that sometime today, whether you're listening to us today on Wednesday, we release the story or release this podcast or we release it later. You listen to it later. Write that quote down. Remember that quote. Okay. All right, Tanya. So you ready?
I am.
Man, we want to talk to you guys briefly about an amazing post that we saw earlier for one of our friends. And we said, you know what? We normally, you know, have a scheduled podcast of what we're going to talk about. But it was like, let's just see where the inspiration hits. And it hit us on this one. What do you think, Tanya?
Yeah, it really did. Yeah. Just kind of being on social media today and going down my wall, and then I see this post and I stopped. I'm reading it, and I can tell after a while she had to comment and say, y'all, this isn't me. I'm quoting Steve Jobs. And she actually had it there where she had a quote from Steve Jobs. And when I read it, I was like, oh my goodness. I said, this is the conversation that Dexter, that we've been having. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it's like, because you know, I had asked you the question, I said, what is it that keeps people from actually investing in themselves, particularly their health. Their health and well-being. What keeps people from doing that? But we'll spend money, so much money, on other things. So anyway, here's the quote. I have to read her post today. This is what she had. This is all she stated there, and people were commenting. And it reads, "At this moment, lying on the bed, sick and remembering all my life, I realized that all my recognition and wealth that I have is meaningless in the face of imminent death." It goes on to say, "You can hire someone to drive a car for you, make money for you, but you cannot rent someone to carry the disease for you."
Wow.
"One can find material things, but there is one thing that cannot be found when it is lost: life."
Wow.
Steve Jobs.
Oh my goodness. Steve Jobs, y'all. Did you hear that? Steve Jobs said that. And so when I read it, you know, you tagged me in it and I read it and I'm like, whoa, you know, so y'all think about what that quote is saying. I mean, you know, we live in a world where everybody's going after materialistic things. We're going after the big house, the big car. Oh, especially with social media, the big house, the big car, the life where there's no stresses, you know, because that's all we see. And then to read something like this, it's like, wow, it's very humbling.
It is humbling. Yeah. It makes you think. And that's what I love about it. So it's like, it's two things, Dexter, that, for us to think about, to me, there's two things for us to think about. Number one is the perspective on life and death. Okay. So you have to think about that a little bit more. And then the other one was just your health, your life, your well-being.
Right.
And I'm like, again, it's so much to talk about here, but I'm hoping that as people are listening, it just gives us all a moment to stop and pause a bit and just reflect. And I think the first question I have for myself, I'll have for you, is what are we doing to take care of ourselves? What are we doing, or what have we identified as even most important in our lives?
Wow. Okay. That's big.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's subjective. So it's based on the person and what they deem is important.
Correct. Right? Correct. Yeah. He didn't realize this until he was in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
That's what it sounds like. Right. He didn't realize this until it was in his life. It was a part of his life. It's what was happening. Mm-hmm. So honestly, this is really good for us. Because we get the opportunity to sit here and think about this and talk about this when we're not dealing with this per se.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it does make me think about my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she's no longer here. And I've had my own thoughts of, wow, if I could just go back to that period when I was running around one meeting after another, and she was put on pause, to be very honest, because there were so many other things that we were doing. But now to get that time back, I can't.
Right.
I've thought about that, and I'm just being very transparent now.
Real.
So
no,
there's some
real.
Things
that's,
to think about.
And that's a reality. I mean, you know, you can't stop life. You can't stop your ambitions or the things that you want to get done. But
that's right.
You know what? I think it was our daughter said to us, or I might have saw a post. No, it was a post. And the post basically said that the time before cell phones, we were more present.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it said that we were more present simply because let's take out, we're 70s kids, right? There was no cell phone. So 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, no cell phone. So
I don't even think we had a remote control.
We were in the moment. we were in the moment.
We were.
So if I'm out and I'm with my boys, I'm not thinking about what's going on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok. I'm not thinking about that stuff. I'm present with my boys.
Yeah.
Right? And funny story, I can remember when, you know, you had a little crush in sixth grade. I had a little crush on this girl. And I sat down and wrote the letter to her. And I was like, I want to write this letter and I'm going to put it in the mail. And she's going to get it a couple of days later. It's going to be so awesome. You know, but
who is she?
No, you know, look, think about it. I'm thinking that. But if I had Instagram or Facebook, I could just go see what she's doing. Or go to her page.
Hey, that's true.
Or call
What's
her.
Going on? That's right? A very good point. But, you got but, it.
And back then, you called, and if mom or daddy was on the phone, you can forget it.
Right? Yeah, that's
you
right.
Can't get through.
That's
so
right.
So I might as well be present. But now, so the article that I read
and it's
like,
because we're trying to do everything so fast. That's a whole nother conversation.
Right, right.
But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So
the article.
No, the article that I read was basically saying when moments are happening now, we have our cell phone to capture the moment, but it takes us out of being present. That's all in itself.
Isn't that something?
Layers.
Captures the moment.
Right.
It captures the right now.
But you're not in the right
But now. You're not present.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
All right. Wow, that's something to think about.
Talk about mindset. All right.
That's something to think
it
about
is.
Right there.
So Steve Jobs.
Yeah. So dealing with this, it's like, okay, we've got a perspective on life and death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here he is in his sick bed. Mm-hmm. And it's at this moment that he begins. Let's look at what he said again. He's talking about the fact that he says, you can hire someone to drive a car for you, make money for you, but you cannot rent someone to carry the disease for
wow.
you.
Wow.
Well, just think about that.
Mm.
So now nothing matters when he's confronted with this sickness, and really when he's confronted with death.
Wow.
So what's now most important?
Yeah. So now
what's now most important?
Okay. So let's look at,
it's a cherishing because there are things that we often cherish. And here's my thing. I get it. You know, even as entrepreneurs, speakers, the things that we do, the coaching and everything that we do, we talk about dreaming, aspirations, being ambitious. We talk about goals and really dreaming. Mm-hmm. You know, and the Word of God even tells us that hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Yeah,
so we are to be hopeful. But my thing is hopeful for what? And it's not that I wouldn't dream or have aspirations. You know, we love homes. We'll drive around neighborhoods now and say, wow, look at that. That's beautiful. And it is. And it's wonderful. But even with that, Dexter, we're driving around together and it's beautiful outside and we've got our juice keys in our hands and we're talking and we're looking. We're in that moment. You see what I mean?
Right.
So it's things that we love, but at the same time, we're taking advantage of being together and spending time and finding value. It's those types of things and being mindful of it. I hope that's making sense to everybody because it's a matter of what's most important is the fact that we're able to do it and we're doing it and we're talking and there's laughter and all of that and not just having it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Because in the end, what he would want more is to be able to talk to the family member and get a kiss and a hug and laugh and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And not just, I have the car.
Right.
I have the, you know what I mean? And I think this right here will help all of us to really come to a place of realizing that these things are here to serve you.
Yeah.
And when you see it in that way, it changes and it even changes your approach.
Yeah.
It changes how you go about life. It changes how you go about, you know, pursuing those goals because now it's something where you're doing with something else in mind. Oh, it's such a good thing to really capture and understand.
Yeah.
And I love this as an entrepreneur. I love this. I love this conversation.
Yeah. So this Steve Jobs quote is very humbling. So what it's doing for me right now, it's not going to be easy because, you know, we've talked about dopamine detoxing because getting rid of social media from your life will require a detox, especially if just entrepreneurially, if you do your business mainly on social, because that's, you know, everything's going to social, everything's going to online. So you have to have these devices on you if you run a business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this thing. So this one's gonna get you right here.
Okay.
All right, y'all listen.
I'm listening.
So Steve Jobs is basically saying that This emphasizes the need of cherishing life and the fleeting nature of worldly accomplishments. The money, do you know how much money he was worth when he died?
How much?
Steve Jobs was worth around $10.2
billion.
$10.2 billion.
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter because he couldn't pay to have that life back.
Nobody could rent the disease.
Nobody could rent the disease.
Nobody could come in the life was gone. No money is going to buy it. So
he couldn't take $1 billion and say, hey,
I'm a billionaire.
This disease for me, right? So I can be with my family longer. So I could do another birthday with my family or be with my kids or my wife.
Which is what was determined to be more important.
Right. So on his deathbed, or as he was going through that process, he determined that to be more important.
Wow.
So y'all, we just basically, as the upgraders, you know, our tagline is, we may not know you, but we know what's in you. Tanya and I have had our share of successes. We're very grateful for the ups and the downs, the things that's made our character. You know, you may be super successful. You may have done the multiple hundreds of millions of dollars in your business, or you might be successful at whatever it is that you deem to be successful, because it is subjective.
Right.
You might have your job that you are like running the show and you're very proud of what you do, and you should be proud. But the question comes, at what expense? Are you focusing more on your success than you are those points of life that once they're gone, you'll never have them back? You know, somebody said something to me. It's last year. You and I were at that meeting. This gentleman said to me, you know, I can think about the baseball game my son had, and I could have been there with my son, or I can be out here hitting the ground running and making deals, making a big business. And well, my kid he doesn't desire to play professional baseball. So why am I going to be at that game? I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I am a family man. I grew up like that. My dad loved being with us, and I love being with my family. There's no way that I'm going to sacrifice that. I thought that was kind of bold for him to say that.
It is bold. I'm listening because I'm like, there. We could have someone listening right now who may be in agreement with him. Who knows? But I feel you on that. It's like, again, to me, reading what Steve said tells me that he was in a place where it was like, that's not important.
Yeah.
And as important, or maybe as important as he might have even thought it was. I don't know. I'm not in a conversation with him, but that's what I'm hearing. And then the other thing was just dealing with health. It's like, when does it become important to you? And that's why when I saw this, I was like, this right here, I remember commenting on her post, and I was like, I tagged your name, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like, she was over there in our conversation, but I'm like, there's no amount of money or power that can ever substitute for the preciousness of life.
And it reminds me of something
I've opened up with. We talked about this when we've done presentations before as it pertains to health and wellness, I've asked a question. If I were to offer you $1 million today, would you want it? You know, and I suppose they're like, of course. And I said, well, if I say to you, I'll give you the $1 million today, but tomorrow what you're going to have to give up is your life, would you still want the $1 million? And people are like, no.
Absolutely not.
And then that says something there. It lets us know the value of our lives to us.
That's good.
And sometimes I don't think we really realize it. Sometimes I don't think we've even stopped to think enough to know how valuable our lives are to ourselves. You know, how valuable our life is. I'm trying to make it singular and plural, but we don't realize how valuable it is to us, the individual. And it really is. So when you really stop to think about it, it's like, okay, this is my life. And there's no amount of money or thing that's going to make it mean more to me or means more to me than it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. And the last thing I'll say to that is, I remember, this is the thing I said, this, me and Talia was talking, our oldest daughter, and I was saying, or ask the question, is money and time equal? It's like, it's not equal. Like when people say even that time is money, and it's like time and money is not equal, because if it was, then that means that you would give it up for that $1 million. You're not going to give it up for that $1 million. You're not. Why? Yeah. Because it's not equal. If it was equal, it would be tit for tat. It's not tit for tat. It's not tit for tat. And that's just something to really think about when we talk about just the pleasures of life. It has everything to do with our well-being. So what are you doing about that? Are you taking care of it? Where what's more important to you, and what decisions will you make? It's just a lot of things to think about here. You know what I mean?
It is. And so, you know, y'all, we wanted to just come, you know, this show, we wanted to talk to you guys about this Steve Jobs post. We just wanted to be able to say, you know, what is really important in life, especially with everything going on now. People are losing jobs. Jobs are going to artificial intelligence. The wars that's going on in the world, the current state of affairs. What is really important? Right. So we wanted to just say, hey, look at the life of Steve Jobs. Look at everything that he was able to do. $10.2 billion of worth. And what did that do for him at the end of the day? So that's all we're saying. You might be an amazingly successful person. Whatever it is that you do, kudos to you. I mean, we all have our own path. We want to be successful. Right. We want to go after it. We want to be able to provide for our families. We want to do all those things. But we just, Maybe this show is about, this particular show is about a moment of caution. Would you say that? We want to just say, hey, just think about this one.
Yeah, just stop and take a moment to think.
Take a moment. Yeah, that's good.
And like I said too, for me, as an entrepreneur, you know, as someone out here working, someone who does believe in dreams and ambition, and you know, we talk to people, we coach people, we're working with people even now. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. But sometimes we lose ourselves when you really don't understand the value and the importance of life.
That's good.
And that's good. When you understand it in that way, you will approach what you do differently.
That's good, Tony.
Because oftentimes, and it's like, to me, it's how the enemy knows how to get in. He'll slither in a way to have our thoughts and our focus on what really doesn't matter as much. I go back to the word when he says, you know, keeping first just the kingdom of God, just pursuing after the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the things will then be added to you.
That's good.
And that's the thing for us just to really be mindful of. Those things will follow me. Not just, I mean, there's things I like, there's ways I like it, you know, there's preferences I may have, but at the same time, you won't ever lose yourself, your true identity, who it is that you are for a thing. That thing is just there to help and to service you.
That's good.
And now you're going to do your business different.
Yeah.
Now you're going to approach things differently. Now you're going to see things differently, you know? And that's the thing for us to realize. It's really powerful. It's the beauty of who we are as his created beings. Yeah. It's the beauty of who we are. Let's not lose that.
That's good. That's really good. So y'all, I'm gonna say the quote one more time. Because just so you can get it right, really get it down. Listen to this again. So the post said, at this moment, lying on the bed, sick and remembering all my life, I realize that all my recognition and wealth that I have is meaningless in the face of imminent death. It goes on to say, you can hire someone to drive a car for you, make money for you, but you cannot rent someone to carry the disease for you. One can find material things, but there's one thing that cannot be found when it's lost, and that is your life. Steve Jobs, ladies and gentlemen, just giving us a pause, a moment of caution to say, hey, what's really important? Spend some time with your family, your friends, be present, and live your life, right? Live your life today. Because tomorrow is not promised.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So, guys, listen, We hope that you pulled something out of this segment. We thought it was very important. Again, if you listened to us from the beginning, you know it wasn't scripted.
This is kind of all even over the place. Even with me in here, I done got tongue tied and trying to explain
it
something.
It happens, you know.
Hey, but, you know, it is what it is.
And that's the good thing of being having a podcast or just having a voice, right? We all have a voice. We just need to get it out into the world.
So, well, and that could speak to the first quote that you were saying too, because I did find it.
We found
success.
The quote, y'all.
It was it.
Success is the ability to go from failure to failure without the loss of enthusiasm.
Yes.
Okay, that's Winston Churchill, ladies and gentlemen.
So we have been successful.
I botched it at the beginning.
As we have gone from failure to failure.
Without the loss of enthusiasm.
And we have been enthusiastic the entire time.
That's good. All right, guys. So look, make sure you subscribe to our channel. We look forward to look, check us out on our social media handles. You can find Tanya at Tanya Joyner Scott or Tanya J. Scott, right?
On Instagram.
On Instagram, you can find me at Dexter L. Scott. You can find, we have, you know, Tanya's book on Amazon is Shine. It's a powerful book.
Yes, it is.
Go to Amazon and type Shine.
An anthology of healing.
An anthology of healing.
If you just put in Shine in my name, it'll pop up.
Tanya Joyner Scott, it should
get
pop up.
The book. Yeah, it's good. Get the book.
Y'all, it's amazing. Oh, you can go check out. My book is Help, My Mind is Too Loud. Just type it into Amazon. You'll be able to find it. And, we're working on. Eventually, we're going to get a book out of together. We're going to write one together. So we'll keep you guys posted on that.
Yes.
So, hey, I think this has been a great episode. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are Dexter and Dr. Tanya. Our tagline is, we may not know you,
but we know what's in you.
We will see you on the next broadcast.